All right, welcome back. I hope this week was really transformational for you. And I know some of you had dates and some of you went out and made some changes to your normal pattern. So I just want to acknowledge those who are really adopting an attitude of yes, like I talked about in the Kickstart Love video, and really making conscious choices to make shifts. Those little choices that you make really can add up to big shifts over time. And so I just really want to encourage you, even if it feels like you're making baby steps right now, to keep going with those baby steps, because you'll get to the end of this program and look back and realize, oh, wait, I came into this process and I hadn't had any dates in a year or a few months or whatever it is, and now I'm much closer to that. I'm going out on dates, or I'm feeling more confident. Whatever it is for you, everyone's going to have a different definition of success for this program. So I want to just encourage you to keep on this path. We're only on week two, so stick with it. And this is the week really where the rubber hits the road, because last week we talked about mindset and really getting prepared for this process of dating in a different way. And this week is all about action. So this is where things are going to start to get a little different. And we're talking, as you know, about sourcing. The first part about sourcing is figuring out what methods are working best for you. And I know, thank you for those who responded to my email yesterday. I know some of you have tried different online dating sites and apps, which is exactly what you should be doing in this phase. And I just want to encourage you, if you're dissatisfied with one app, just try another one. We'll talk more today about designing a profile that's truly magnetic and that brings the dates into you. But even if you're doing outreach, which I'll also talk about in a little bit, if you're doing outreach, that profile still has to be really a perfect description of who you are and what you're looking for to be able to match with the men that you are sending messages to. So we can't skip the great profile phase. That is really key to this process. I'll also be talking about other methods of sourcing, because I know not everyone here is really excited about online dating. I can't imagine that you're not excited about online dating yet, with as much as I talk about it and as many shortcuts and tips as I give you about it. So maybe by the end of this process, you'll be embracing online dating and having more success with it. But let's just continue to keep an open mind. So people always ask me, and we kind of touched on this last week, what is the best site or app? And I can't give that to you. I can't prescribe that for you, because each app has a different tone, a different dating pool on it. Each one operates differently. I gave you the Spin Your Web book, which does have a chart to be able to help you figure out what the features are of each site and which one is the best match for you. But ideally, you want to be on two apps or sites at this time, or a combination thereof, right? And I'll tell you, I have had clients begin long-term relationships on all of the following sites: Match, OkCupid, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, JDate, eHarmony, Coffee Meets Bagel, SoulSwipe, and Our Time. Those are all of the sites that I've had success with. I will tell you, you might have luck with Plenty of Fish. You might have luck with Zoosk. I put a lot of my clients on Happn. I'm a big fan of Happn. It hasn't happened on Happn for a lot of my clients. They've gone on dates, but it hasn't turned into long-term relationships. But that can work. If you're not familiar with Happn, that's using location data that tells you who you've come across in your normal life. I have clients that have used Christian Mingle, The League. I also have clients on Raya, which is sort of another elite dating site that you have to be accepted into. And regardless of what their marketing platform says, regardless of what other people's success is, you are going to have your own experience on these sites. And the site, I just want to remind you, is just the tool. It's all in how you use it. So first, I want you to think of volume. Okay, getting more options into your funnel. Remember, we've talked about our dating funnel, right? Very sexy, I know. But I want you to think of it sort of as a funnel of getting a lot in, and then you're making selections as they go through the process with you. And we'll get into that in a moment in screening. So get a lot in, screen, get down to fewer and fewer, and ultimately one. And the top three ways to meet people today are, well, I'll give you the top four, but one of them I don't recommend. So online dating, referrals. So this is any kind of a friend network or someone, you know, in your connector circle, like I talked about in the Kickstart Love video. Number three, at singles rich activities. So that's mixers, meetups, speed dating. And the fourth one is at work, which I really do not recommend. And I'm sure you ladies have met people through work, and you know that that's just a really tricky place to navigate relationships. So I'll talk today about the top three ways that I recommend online dating through referrals and at singles rich activities. Online dating, maximizing your ability to source is really important. So let's just begin with tonally what your profile needs to say. If you have anything on your profile that limits your pool, that limits that funnel, so this could be anything like, don't even write me if, you know, we've all done that, we've all seen that, don't, I'm not interested in the players, don't even write me if you're not a God-fearing Christian, don't waste my time if, blah, 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 okay? If you have anything like this, please take it out, because you're putting screening in the sourcing position. Sourcing is about getting people into the funnel. Screening happens later. So you want to have your search criteria, your profile be as broad as possible, because you want to then screen the people when they come in. And I mean, if anyone on this call has so many emails that they just cannot go through the emails and they cannot manage the process, then kudos to you. That means you have a really excellent profile, and that is a different process. However, for most of the people I think in this program and most of the women that I work with, it's more about getting qualified applicants into the pool. And you can't get qualified applicants if you don't have enough applicants, right? So keep that filter wide on the profile. And I said a moment ago, you want that profile to be a beacon. You want to bring people in. You want it to be magnetic. You want it to be attractive. You want it to be exciting. How do you do that? These are the must-haves in any magnetic profile, okay? Hopefully you have your pen and paper out. You want 3 to 5 photos. Notice I didn't say 25 photos. This is not your social media profile here. This is a curated selection of your life details. This includes the 3 C's. I know some of you have heard me talk about this before, so I will not dwell on the 3 C's, but I will reiterate. They are color, context, and character. Color is to draw the eye in. You have to remember, put yourself in the position of the guys that you're trying to meet. They're doing searches. They're seeing girl after girl after girl. Well, let's say woman after woman after woman. They're on Tinder, and they're swiping, and they're seeing picture after picture after picture. Any advantage that you can get to capture his eye and make him pay closer attention to you is a good thing. And remember, with the dating sites, it's the same as out in the real world. It's just the tool. So think of it this way. If you were going out to a bar and you're wearing a red dress and you have your hair done and you're feeling yourself and you're looking good, are you more likely to attract the guy, or is the woman who's wearing a little black dress and trying to minimize herself and is walled off with her girlfriends in the corner, is she going to attract the guy? probably you, because you're going to be visible. So it's another way of getting visible. And you just, on that first picture, while they're swiping, you want to capture their eye. And color is the best way to do that. And men are specifically more attracted to the color red. Studies have shown that if a man looks at a woman wearing the same outfit, but one is in blue and one is in red, he will rate the woman wearing red more attractive, even if it's the same woman. So just use these tricks and these tools. It seems simple. It is simple, actually. But these little tricks and tools can get you bumped up to the top of the list when they're searching. Context is the second C. Telling your life story through your photos. He wants to know what's she about? What does she enjoy doing? And we all know that nobody's really reading profiles very carefully anymore. And men aren't really great at doing that anyway. Men fall in love with their eyes. Women fall in love with their ears. You want to get his eyes to fall in love with your story. And that's the best way to get him to tell, to understand what you're about. Showing pictures of you, doing the activities that you normally do. If you love to travel, show that you're worldly. If you're athletic, show that you're athletic. Don't tell that you're athletic, show it. And then, and also the pictures are less likely to lie than what you see in your profile. So a lot of times people will say, oh, I'm really athletic, but then they don't do any activities that really demonstrate that. So you can show that through your context. And then character is the thing that most women forget. Choose to ignore. So character is showing them that other side of you. Maybe you're a little bit quirky or nerdy or bookish, or you're really energetic and you're the life of the party. Make sure that you're really showing that personality. We don't want all glamour shots. Men, yes, they're attracted to beautiful women, but all the women here are beautiful women. When a man is searching, he has a lot of options. Just like when you're searching, you have a lot of options. So what is that thing that's going to make him take action and write to you? And you want to also think of it as giving him, dropping a little bit of the, it's like leading Hansel and Gretel. You want to drop the candy along the way for him to pick it up. So if you put little detail in there that he can connect to, then that gives him something to write to you about instead of just saying, hey, beautiful. I mean, how many times have we gotten those messages, and how annoying and obnoxious is it when he just says, hey, pretty smile. Hey, you're beautiful. Give him something else to comment on and let him rise to the occasion. When we're talking about the written part of the profile, I want you to think of it as the most honest, most energetic, most complete profile you can. I was working with a private client this week who was on OkCupid. She had a great 3 paragraphs on OkCupid. OkCupid is not Tinder. It's not one paragraph where that's all you get. It's 10 questions that you have the ability to answer. Why not answer them? It gives you the best chance at success. And if you are on a site like OkCupid and it's more than just someone in your immediate area that you're searching, you have the ability to search by keywords on OkCupid. You can search by various match criteria. Don't just go based on what the site shows you, like, oh, here's your matches for the day, because those site algorithms are kind of lazy. You are always going to be the best advocate for yourself. You are always going to be the best matchmaker for yourself, because you, only you know who you're attracted to, right? So you want to do your own searches and source your own options to be able to send out outgoing messages. Going back to the profile, use passion words. I know it sounds nerdy, but if you're not sure that your profile really conveys enough passion and personality, use a thesaurus. Find other words that really amp up the profile, and that will also give you access to a higher profile guy. I do coach men as well, and they're looking for women that are using higher vocabulary words. they're looking for women that seem energetic and youthful. And when you have that passion and that charisma in your profile, those are the kind of things that he'll respond to and write to. You want to use stories that emphasize your point rather than lists. So saying something like, I'm really into music, is not as powerful as saying, I am the queen of concerts. I've seen this person, this person, this person in concert. Remind me one day to tell you about the time that I got to go backstage and meet Bruce Springsteen when I saw him play at Madison Square Garden. Or some, I mean, maybe you don't have a story like that, but it could even be something as simple as, instead of saying family is really important to me, saying, my favorite time of year is Christmas. There's nothing like the feeling of being surrounded by my 20 cousins and eating my mom's macaroni and cheese and bringing this dish that I love to cook. You can really bake in a lot of detail into your stories in a way that you can't when you just are doing a list of, I enjoy this, and I like guys who are this, this, and this. Really inspire him by storytelling. And just a word on that, because a lot of times when I tell people about storytelling, they think it is in that it is doesn't gel with also being concise. And we are in a rapid digital communication age. So we want to use fewer words, but say more. Does that make sense? Figure out how you can say more by typing less. And a lot of times that can be from using a more powerful word or from telling a story that really conveys the emotion and the tone of what you're trying to say. Okay? I do have a profile starter kit that I will include in this week's materials. So if you're really stuck, then this is a good way to jumpstart your profile. It has some triggers for telling stories. And if you're really, really stuck, it even has some fill-in-the-blanks from past profiles that I've written and allows you to just put your own story within the framework that I know already works for people. If you want me to review your profile, email it to me this week. That's why you have the email coaching. And this is something that, you know, if I were to do a profile polish, I charge over $300 for a profile polish. So really take advantage of the fact that you can have expert eyes on this profile, and I'll give you my honest opinion of where you can punch it up. And I'll also give you access to my online dating seduction system with your materials that really guides you step by step how to create this kind of profile, how to source the right kind of photos, and even how to edit your photos. Like, let's be honest, everyone's editing photos today. I'm not saying stretch your image to make you look 10 pounds lighter. I'm saying crop out people that are not relevant to you telling your story. You want to be the star of your profile. You want him to focus just on you, right? So we don't want to have pictures of other women that you've gone out with and that you're hanging out with in your profile that's drawing focus from you, okay? So I'll teach you how to crop it to draw the eye to where you want him to see. We can fix lighting. Sometimes just fixing lighting a little bit or putting a filter on it can really change the tone of a photo. So sometimes people will come to me and they say, I don't have photos, because you're not thinking of taking photos for online dating, right? Maybe in this program you will. But if you come into starting your profile and you think you don't have any photos, you might have photos that would be really great if someone was cropped, if the color was adjusted, if the lighting was adjusted, the exposure. So I guarantee you, you do have some photos. Somewhere in your phone, you have photos that are right for online dating. So there's no excuses. But this week, if you really feel like you do not have photos, I encourage you to make that your goal this week, to take your phone with you and, you know, act like a tourist in your own town or at your own activities. When you're going to your book club, say, hey, can you take a photo of me? I know it's kind of strange, but can you just take a picture of me, you know, with the book or in the bookstore? Or if you are part of a running club, get someone to take a picture of you in your running gear. Really think think profile first this week as you're going through your life and really look at ways to capture your life story through pictures. While we're talking about sourcing, we have to think of doing outreach online, and visibility is key. Think of it as you're dealing with a computer. You're programming the algorithm in your favor. So I really want you to be sending outgoing messages this week. Set a goal for that. Ideally, I really like to have my clients sending at least 10 outgoing messages this week, every week. keep in mind that you'll probably get about a 30% response rate. I know some of you have emailed me that you feel like you're sending messages and you're not getting responses. Think of it like coins in the fountain, okay? When you are making a wish and you're tossing a coin in the fountain, you take out a penny and you really think of what you want to wish for and then you toss it in. Sometimes that wish comes true, and that's wonderful when it does. Sometimes it doesn't. But are you still thinking about that penny? Probably not. You may still be thinking about that wish, but you're not fixated on that penny. So I want you to think of online dating in that way. You're sending these messages that are pennies. Some of them will bear fruit. Some of them will not. Don't fixate on the ones that aren't bearing fruit. Fixate on the ones that are and continuing to work towards your larger goal of meeting that one ideal person. If you aren't sure of what to say in that outgoing message, I really like a simple formula. It's one comment on something that you've seen in their profile, and then a question, something that gets him to be inspired to write back to you. And if you're unsure of what that would look like, you can send me a screenshot of the person that you're trying to reach. It's helpful if I can see what little candies that he's left on his Hansel and Gretel trail for you, and then send me the message that you're thinking of sending. I'll give you an example again. I have a client that had a guy that had pictures of a puppy in his profile. So she could say something like, something cute, maybe a little cheeky, like, oh, what a cute dog, and the human who comes with him isn't so bad either. And then she lives in a cold weather place. So does your puppy have a winter coat? And this guy had just moved from California. So, she could say, does your puppy have a winter coat? His California fur isn't going to cut it out in this cold. And then she's engaging him on something he's already interested in, his puppy. He said something about he was looking for a new hobby. So she could say, I'm looking for a new hobby too. What do you think about this? Something maybe a little bit obscure, but something you're curious about. That could also be a date idea. So you don't need to become the aggressor, but you want to leave the breadcrumb for him to pick up on it. But sending those outgoing messages is really key because you want to be the one doing the picking. You don't want to wait for whomever sends a message to land in your inbox and beg for a date with you. And fewer women are sending messages online than men. Still, less than 20% of women are sending outgoing messages, which means that you are stacking the deck in your favor if you are the one landing in his inbox without him doing the search. And you also, for whatever reason, might not be coming up in his searches. And so if you land in that inbox with a message that really engages him on something that he's really interested in, then you're that much closer to beginning the conversation, and beginning the conversation is the next step to getting towards the date. So if you need help on an outgoing message, go ahead and send it to me, and I would be happy to give you a little punch up on it or let you know if you're headed in the right direction. And if you're sending 10 messages and you're getting 3 responses back, you're doing really well. A lot of times I've gotten my clients, and this is clients of all ages, this is clients of all backgrounds, I've gotten 50, 60, 70% response rate. So I know that this is possible if you're doing it the right way and if you're really being proactive about it. Okay, I know I've gone on and on about online dating, so I will move on to referrals. I have a friend that asked me, Damona, do you know the difference between asking for help, asking for a favor, and asking for advice? I don't know if anyone on this call knows the difference. But asking for help is sort of overwhelming to people, right? You know, that's just saying, like, help me. That's not giving them the tools to be able to help. And they're thinking, I got to help my own life. This is a little bit overwhelming for me. Asking for a favor is asking for one specific thing that someone can do for you. Asking for advice is asking someone to tell you how they've been successful in the past, okay? So when we're talking about asking for help, we want to set that aside because that's just too much. But you have people around you who will help you with your dating life. You have people around you who know the kind of men that you should be dating. But you want to start with asking for advice. And this could be direct advice, like, let me ask you how you did this when you were single. Or let me ask you how, it seems like you're going on a lot of dates, where do you meet men? Or this could be something that's a little bit more general, like, I'd love to hear your, how you met your husband, I'd love to hear your love story. And once you've gotten them to open up to you, then you ask for a favor, and this is one specific thing. And if you saw the Kickstart Love video, this is going into your connector circle. You want to go to these people asking for one specific thing. If you know someone who is this, this, or this, I would love to be introduced to him. And we worked last week on creating that vision for your ideal mate, the living vision. Maybe you did some list making. So as we're talking about this connector circle, you want to go back to that living vision that you created, and hopefully this list of your for your ideal mate, where you have distilled it down to the three most important qualities that you need in a mate. And when you go to your connector circle, you're asking for something very specific for them. You're asking for a favor. You're not asking for help. You're asking for one thing. Do you know someone who is this, this, and this? I would love for you to introduce me to them. And that programs them to be able to think of you when they come across that person. So maybe if you were to ask for help, which is basically just saying, hey, can you set me up with someone? That's a little overwhelming because then they're having to scan everyone they know and think, well, is that person right for so-and-so? I don't really know. If you tell them specifically what you're looking for, then whether they have someone top of mind who's single they can set you up with or not, when they meet someone who meets that criteria, you will be top of mind for them. So make sure you go back to that ideal mate visualization and your living vision and really make sure that you have your three must-have qualities distilled down into your elevator pitch for a man, okay? Then the last thing I want to talk about before I open it up for questions are these singles-rich activities. So this is bars, singles events, sporting events, cultural events, concerts, charity events. Hopefully I named at least one thing that you haven't thought of here. And look back at this living vision and ask yourself, where would this guy that I have drawn in my ideal for my ideal mate, where would he hang out? Where would I find him? Okay? And that is where you need to be. Now, when you get there, if you encounter people who are not single or you don't make a connection, I want you to really think about this as building connections, practicing your flirting, which you're going to be doing more of next week. We're talking about that next week. And it's very easy for you to work in the conversation that you are single. It's because, remember last week I was talking about single shame? If you eliminate the single shame, there's nothing stopping you from saying, well, I'm single, and so, you know, when I do this, this, and this, it looks like this, but I'd love to do that with someone else. And then they can say, oh, well, I'm single too, or would you want to go out and do that sometime with me? Or I know someone who's single that you might like. So as we are eliminating the single shame and sharing the fact that you are single and looking, you can engage this army of people to source for you. The more people you have sourcing, the more options that you have. And next week, we'll talk about ways to open up and start conversations and flirt in these settings if that's something that you're not comfortable with right now. But the first step is to really get out there and see how it feels to be somewhere new with new people out of your traditional element. If you guys follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you know I'm really big on quotes, and I like to give you inspiring phrases. So one of my favorites that I've posted on Instagram is, discomfort is the feeling of change happening. So just remember that throughout this process, because you're going to get to a place where it feels uncomfortable. It feels uncomfortable to go to a bar by yourself. But remember, discomfort is the feeling of change happening. It's uncomfortable to, I know one of you talked to me about going out to a club with some girlfriends over the weekend. Probably kind of just uncomfortable. You know, you'd rather go home and put your jammies on and watch Netflix. But just remember, when you're in that situation, discomfort is a feeling of change happening. So this is the week that separates the women from the girls. It's not the time to get overwhelmed. I want you to continue setting goals that you can reach, but that'll stretch you a little bit, whether that's a goal of how many messages you're going to send or how many people you're talking to in your connector circle, how many times you're going to go out. Get out of your normal routine, and goals really need metrics. So make sure you're setting those goals and writing it down. If it's helpful for you, email me your goal, and I'll check up on you. If you email me tomorrow and say, my goal is to send this many messages, I'll check up on you over the weekend or on Friday, and I'll say, how you doing on that goal? So that's what I'm here for, and that's what this program is really all about. I do want to talk about screenings, okay? So if you're getting out and you're meeting people but you're not finding a connection, one of two things is happening, okay? Either you're being too picky, which, I know some of the women on this call have said that people accuse them of being picky. And I just want to really ask you, is it that you're picky, or is it somewhat of a protection mechanism? Because going out with someone requires a certain level of vulnerability, and it requires a certain level of changing your routine. So it's possible that by pushing someone away before you've even had a chance to meet, that could be a way of keeping yourself in a feeling of comfort. So I just ask you to really examine that. If you've been told you're too picky, maybe that could be something that's happening for you. But it could also mean you haven't done the work up front to screen the guys before you go out with them, if you're finding that you're not making a connection. Or it could just mean they're not the right guy. Just also remind yourself, this is part of the process. You're going to have to kiss frogs. You're going to have to get out with a few guys. I have had clients that their first person they met in this program was the person they ended up with. It's extremely rare. So you want to get out there as much as you can, and remember that is what's leading you towards meeting that person. And if you're going through and sourcing, eventually you'll go from 10 to 5 to 3 to 1. If you're sourcing, if you're moving from online dating directly to a date without a phone call, if you're just texting, I wonder how many people here have done that. Be honest, admit it to yourself. If you're going to the date without a phone call, have you gotten ghosted, or have you been completely shocked that the person sitting in front of you seems completely different than you expected? That is many times because you didn't screen or you missed the signals. So let me tell you a few of the red flags. There's always red flags, and it's different for each person, but there are some universal red flags in profiles. One, sloppy profiles. This is things that just look like they're thrown together, photos that are super old, half-answered questions. This is lack of follow-through. You send a message, they wait 3 days to write back to you, and you have to continue to prod them to get them to respond. This is guys that have photos with other women. This is most commonly men who have words in their profile that emphasize fun, freedom, friendship, and other non-committal language. These guys will tell you up front who they are. Another quote that I love that you'll probably see on my Instagram, Maya Angelou says, when someone tells you who they are the first time, believe them. Don't make them prove it to you again and again. So many times we see these red flags in the profile and then we think, well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You are a prize. We don't have the time and the energy for the benefit of the doubt when it comes to things like this, okay? So make sure that their profile reads as someone who's ready for commitment. And if they end up being flaky early on, they're going to end up being flaky later on. So you can really cut down on at least 50% of the time wasters. And there are some people that will flip the script on you further down the road. But you will see a lot of reduction in the time wasters if you do more screening up front. And there are signs of relationship readiness in profiles, just like there's red flags. So look for carefully curated profiles, profiles that look like the guy spent some time. Look for well-written profiles that have, you know, a blend of seriousness and humor. Humor is one of the only ways that men can demonstrate risk in today's society. So if he tries to be funny in his profile, even if it's not quite your sense of humor, that can be a sign that he's really motivated to try and impress a woman because he is looking for something deeper in a relationship. Responsiveness, of course, no matter who sends the first message. And statements like not looking for hookups. And yes, there will be men who say this. And they'll be very transparent that they're done with the swipe factor. They're really looking for something serious. If you're seeing something other than that, it could be one of these time wasters. You want to do a screening call. Whether this is someone that's coming from someone in your connector circle or someone you've met at a mixer or someone that especially that you've met online, a screening call is a great way to cut down on the time wasters before you get to the date. It should just be 10 to 20 minutes. You want to arrange a time for them to call. Don't just say, oh, here's my number. Say, I'll be home tomorrow between 7 and 9 p.m. Give me a call then. Or even a specific time to call, like, hey, how about we talk tomorrow? I'll be home at 8. And that's a way of screening, because if you told him you'll be home between 7 and 9 and he doesn't call during that window, what does that tell you? Not that motivated. Not able to step up for you when you ask him to. Okay, so you want to set that window and ask them questions about key things in their profile. See if they can talk about that authentically. Sometimes people will write things that aren't really true, and this is a good way to source for that. And you just really can't source for a lot of these things over text, so I'm a big fan of the phone call. And then you can even tell them something that demonstrates one of your key values and see how they react. And this is, as you just remember, this is driving to the conversation offline. So once you start getting into a good conversation, you want it to feel like it's ending in the middle and say, well, I'm really enjoying talking to you. It'd be really great to continue this call in person. That is not asking him for a date. That is not saying, I want to go out with you Tuesday. That's you inviting a date and saying, I'm enjoying this conversation, would love to, I've got to run, but I would love to continue this conversation in person. That is his cue to say, yes, I'd love to ask you out. Now, if you're dealing with a motivated guy and a good, you know, a really good catch, we'll ask you before you get to that point. But if you leave that phone call and a date has not been set, don't end up in a text romance with this guy for days and weeks. There are so many people that will waste your time and that won't actually ask you for the date. Don't let that happen to you. You've got to really conserve your energy here when you're screening and then really drive the conversation towards getting to the date. You want to get on that first date and offline quickly. Keep it short and sweet. You should have my first date starter kit. That was in your materials from last week. 1 hour is all you need, and be coming from somewhere and going to somewhere so that your date knows this is not going to be a five-hour date, and this is not going to be a sleepover on the first date. With that being said, I think that is an appropriate place to end this. Look out for an email from me tomorrow afternoon again with your program materials, and don't forget, you have access to all the materials, so if you didn't get a chance to watch last week's video that if you didn't get a chance to watch Kickstart Love, if you didn't get a chance to download or review the Spin Your Love book, the Spin Your Web book, go back and read that if that's something. And there's a lot in there foundationally that can help you as you're sourcing and screening as well. And remember to use the email coaching. I would love to get a look at your profiles if you'd like feedback on that. And I'd love to just hear how this program is working for you. So let me know where you are in this process, and I'll meet you wherever you are, because we have women at all different stages in this program. I know some of you, I know somebody here had a third date this weekend. I'd love to hear how that went. And I know some of you are yet to get on the dates, and that's okay wherever you are. Just let me support you in moving you to the next step throughout this, okay? Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. I look forward to talking to you all next week, same time, same place.